This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a victory Tuesday. Your Steelers are 6-2, first place by their lonesome atop the AFC North. Feels pretty good. Second point differential in the league. And we ask our next guest, Jason Mackey, if they're for real. Hello, Jason Mackey. How you doing today?
What's up, buddy? How are you guys?
Oh, not bad. Feeling good. You get any sleep last night? You were doing the Penguins thing earlier in the day. You were doing the football thing at night.
Yeah, busy one. Busy one. I got a little more sleep than you guys got, though. I think I got to bed a little after 2.
Oh!
It was a busy day, but that's all right. It's a good day. And yes, I do think they're for real. I don't know if I'm saying they're for real as like best team in the AFC for real, but like, should this team be taken seriously the second half of the season? Absolutely. I don't think the Browns are there. I don't think the Bengals are there. And the Steelers have 4 games against them. I like the way the schedule looks the second half. I'm eager for some Ravens games, for some better competition. But if you have a quarterback, you have a chance. If you have a defense, you have a chance. The Steelers have both of those things. I like what Russell Wilson has brought out of the other wide receivers and playmaking and getting more out of Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin III. So, yeah, it's a long-winded way of saying I absolutely think they have a chance.
Well, you just said it right there. The receiving core, they stepped up, and this is 2 games in a row where Russell Wilson has elevated his skill players around him. With that being said, Jason, is wide receiver number 2 or number 3 still a need to trade for?
I think so. I would not relent, Doran. I mean, I think they're a very good team, or good doesn't feel like it does the service, but I would not give up on the second wide receiver market. I really, really, really like Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin III competing as a number 3. I think your roster is just that much deeper. We've seen it thus far in 8 games. Injuries and concerns, what can happen on that front. So, yeah, I would not relent there. I mean, I wouldn't sell the farm, I guess. Cooper Kupp was a topic of conversation, and I said I would give up a second, and I probably still I don't back off of that opinion. I would have given up a second. But seeing what Russell Wilson, I think, can do with the other skill guys, it would make me ease off of that just a little bit. If I have to give up a 5th, something like that, to get some depth in here, I'm more than okay doing that.
Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, and, of course, 93.7 The Fan here with us on the morning show. He's going to be with us every Tuesday at 8 a.m. I said in the last segment, Jason, I think there's a better chance that Dan Moore is a Steeler next year than Najee Harris. I just don't think they're going to pay the running back. But right now, I don't know how they can watch Broderick Jones and think he's the right tackle or left tackle of the future, at least today.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point, Adam. I mean, I don't think there's any chance of Najee Harris coming back.
Yeah.
The way he's running, what that's going to go for in the open market, I think what the Steelers feel like that position is worth, I think they already sort of made their statement there. And I'm happy for Najee. He's running incredibly well. Last night was fantastic to watch again, third straight over 100. But, I sort of understand what you're saying with Broderick Jones, but I still feel like we're in – the second year of investing a first-round pick on a player, and he has shown some good. It's not like we're looking at, this is the second year and he's just been a train wreck and they're standing by him. Last night cannot happen. The performance has not been varsity, I guess Mike Tomlin might say. It hasn't been good enough. I don't know if that's going to result in them signing Dan Moore, though. Like, don't you think he can cash out with another team? Maybe it doesn't make sense for the Steelers given what they've invested draft-wise in Troy Fautanu and Broderick Jones. Like, I think you maybe hedge that bet and say, yeah, good luck, Dan Moore. We appreciate you. Thanks for the service. We did spend 2 first-round pick on tackles.
I can absolutely see that in a pre-Kenny Pickett world, and now I just think anything's possibly on the table. I'm not saying they're going to do it, but
yeah.
If you can't trust that guy and you can't trust him at right, are you going to really trust him at left?
Right.
Through this point in the season, I think the answer would be no, but we'll see.
I mean, I get that. And Fautanu has history playing guard, and they're going to need a guard next year and then the year after. So Like, I do get that. I do get that. I wouldn't totally close the door on it. I just, it, you invested that, those picks. And I think I've seen enough good. I think there's enough potential there that I'm not ready to close the door also.
Jason, who are you looking forward to most and who will be most effective coming back after the bye week? Cam Sutton, Cordero Patterson, or Zach Frazier?
Ooh, good question. I guess Frazier. I'm curious where Cam Sutton fits. Beanie Bishop, 3 interceptions in 2 games. I think he's gotten a lot better. The Raiders picked on him, and it wasn't great, but I don't know if I'm ready to take the kid out of the lineup yet. And you're not taking out Joey Porter Jr. You're not taking out Dante Jackson. Like, is he a depth piece? Zach Frazier was one of the best centers in football before he got hurt. I was looking at PFF stuff. Third highest grade, fourth highest grade against people that have played at least 200 snaps, something like that. It's very impressive. So, I mean, I'm going to go with Frazier just because of the impact that he had, the snaps that he's going to play. And that's not indictment of Ryan McCollum. I've actually been fairly impressed with Ryan McCollum. And the way Najee's going, the way Jalen Warren's going at times, I just don't know if I see enough of a role for Cordero Patterson.
Jason, does Mike Tomlin, through this point in the season, deserve to be the NFL's Coach of the Year?
We're just
throwing haymakers over here at Mr. Mackey.
That's all right. I don't think he deserves to be the Coach of the Year at this point. Does he deserve credit? Yeah. Did he make a decision that I think a lot of people questioned and, you know, poked holes in with Russell Wilson? Yeah. And I didn't have any issue with it. It made a lot of sense to me. We were joking last night on the pregame show with Cabali. That was telling him he was the only one in Pittsburgh that made that call. That seems to be, you know, he's going around trumpeting that. But, you know, I don't know. Top 5 coaching job. I probably wouldn't disagree with you if you said that. But Coach of the Year, I'd have to think about that a minute. I feel like that's a pretty high pedestal at this point through 6-2 against non-division opponents.
Arthur Smith, how's he done so thus far? Even last night. Let's say last night. How did you think he coordinated that game?
I liked it, Doran. And I liked sort of I had no problem with what, you know, the game plan last night, at least not too heavy. I've liked how they've sort of played the different quarterback situation, trying to put Justin Fields in position to play to his strengths, not putting Justin Fields in a position where he's going to get exposed. Russell Wilson comes in. They're giving a lot more freedom to him. The play calling is by and large, you know, it's not vanilla. I don't want to say it's some like exotic cornucopia of things. That's not it. But, you know, they got Russell Wilson on the move. I like their increased use of play action. I like them establishing the run they have. So, yeah, I mean, I've been largely satisfied, if not impressed, with Arthur Smith.
Jason, one last thing here for you, because you are a multifaceted person. That's why you are a columnist at the Post, because that's why you now work here. Marc-Andre Fleury's final game in Pittsburgh, and you've covered a lot of athletes over the years and a lot of good guys, a lot of nice guys. Where does Marc-Andre Fleury come in? What does he mean to that triumvirate that still remains here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it's going to be a sad one, man. I don't know about you guys. I'm gonna get a little emotional. Fleury is definitely on that short list. I mean, I'd put Sid ahead of him. That might be it. Rutherford might be up there. He's a unique person. They don't build him a lot like Fleury. And I could talk for a long, long time about this. And I wrote a column about it and why he kind of resonated with us. Like, he's imperfect. He's funny. He did things to unite a team, you know, around a common cause, even if they were pranks. Like, he was one of the real ones. You know, he wore his emotions on his sleeve. He was nice to literally everybody. He represents everything that you would want a professional athlete to represent. He means so much to these guys. Probably the thing left unsaid is they wish they could play for him or play with him. You know, nobody wishes the expansion draft happened. I mean, Fleury should have retired a Penguin.
I think Vegas was happy it happened. I think they were okay with it.
Well, yeah, I just mean here. And I understand why the Penguins made the move they did. I don't even disagree with it. If I'm Jim Rutherford, I probably would have done the exact same thing. It just stinks that it existed. And it was just like, these guys almost don't want to like allow themselves to get emotional. I think that's kind of the feeling around there. The feeling that I got yesterday is just that this is going to be Fleury's going to cry.
I think Mackey's going to cry.
I haven't seen my in-emotion.
I might. I might.
Are you about to go for a run, or did you just come back from a run?
No, I'm cold. My house is chilly.
You're like cows.
I'm gonna turn the heat up.
All right, Mackie.
We have heat. We're not using it.
Yeah, well, that's what Caboli does too. Jason, we appreciate it. We will read your stuff, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, boys. Be well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Jason Mackie, Post-Gazette, and 93.7 The Fan.